So as I promised a few weeks ago, I'm going to do a few points on demonic possession and various aspects of that. We can use as markers the way the devil, you know, interacts or affects human beings. We can use as markers our Lord when he came in the flesh as a human being. You know, he was tempted in the desert for 40 days. And on the other end of the spectrum, we can say maybe Antichrist, who will, you know, be the, not the incarnation of the devil, but will accept, you know, the entire will of the devil and work in complete cooperation with him. So, you know, we have these two, and then there's a bunch of places. So let's move in a little bit. I think everybody is affected by the devil with tempting thoughts, okay? The devil made me do it, right? Actually, you'd be surprised how little needs to be done. What a little nudge, you know, of a thought or a feeling, you know, to get us going in some, you know, untowardly and sinful thoughts. But, you know, we can say that is the temptation, you know, a slight temptation. And depending on our spiritual development, we either recognize that, you know, as a energy or dart of the devil, or we don't. And we think that that's, I don't know, a passion in the good sense, you know, if I, you know, my an emotion or, you know, something good, and we act on things, and, you know, so that's why there is a spirit, there is a gift of the Holy Spirit called discernment, diakrisis. And we don't all have that. Would that we had that and could discern, but the fathers of the church talk about, you know, through purification and illumination, individuals and or through consultation with their spiritual directors and spiritual fathers, then we'll make a discernment and, you know, discern between thoughts. Was this thought, you know, godly? Was this thought a temptation? So everybody gets that. Even the Lord got that, but I mean, as being the Lord, he knew how to handle it. And by the way, you should recognize that the Lord didn't actually dialogue with those thoughts. He spoke words of the scripture to the devil. Everything that he said in those temptations, he just quoted scripture back to the devil until he finally, you know, cast him away. So anyway, we all get that. We can say maybe somewhere in the middle. Anyone seen The Exorcist lately? Okay, I watched it. I watched it a few days ago again. Good movie. But anyway, that kind of possession, you know, of total control of the person, you know, I've seen it in real life. I've seen it while I was on Mount Athos. Not quite exactly, you know, the details that you see in the movie, but it's not completely out of this, out of the world of possibility. So there's a kind of influence of an evil spirit on a person where they are no longer in control, no longer in control of what they're saying, no longer in control of what they're doing. Okay? God forbid that, you know, anyone should suffer that. There are people who knowingly become collaborators of the devil. You've heard of Satanists, you know, devil worshipers. Okay, so to whatever degree they think they're in communication with those spirits, I mean, it is possible, they are acting on behalf, you know, of the devil. There are people who are playing with, you know, dark spirits, but think that they're not dark spirits. There are, here's where, you know, the gift of discernment. So, you know, maybe there's like witchcraft or a little bit, not black magic, because black magic is clearly demonic. You know, there's mediums, there's necromancy, you know, talking with the dead and stuff like that, which, you know, our church says, you know, stay away from that stuff because there is a spiritual world. And when you're getting involved in it, not through Christ and through the, you know, through the channels that we have from the Lord, you're entering into a dangerous zone of working with the devils. So anyway, so we have ways of the devil affecting us, and we should know about it. There are people who are affected by the devil and don't know about it, and then there are people who are not only affected by the devil, but, you know, cooperating with the devil. So when you hear demonic possession or demonic activity, it's somewhere in that spectrum, and all of us are affected to one degree or the other, which is why we come to church to be strengthened, to hear the truth, to hear the word of God, to receive the holy sacraments, to be encouraged by one another, so that we do the right things. If we do the right things and believe the right things, you know, we'll be sort of protected. We might discuss this further in another set of points, but let's stand and pray now.